Welcome to Black Seinfeld. Today is the worst day ever when we are recording. It's April 1st. So this is a day where...
No jokes. You're not telling any jokes.
We're not going to do any corny jokes. We're not going to do any of that, okay? I'm not going to go on any credible websites today because they're just going to do really mean, awful things, and I'm not going to be a part of it.
Yeah, so today's April 1st. This is Black Seinfeld on YC Radio, the voice of the generation. I am your host, Obi Bashan.
I'm Giovanni Anglin.
And we have a guest today.
Another special guest today. State who you are, sir.
My name is Christopher. How are you?
We are good. So should we just get right into Scientology, or should we just build up to that first?
Let's build up to that.
All right, so this Sunday, WrestleMania 31. It was so awesome. Well, not the matches per se. It was only the moments. One good moment I really enjoyed was The Rock confronting Triple H again, because The Rock and Triple H, they had this huge rivalry back in the day, and now they're reigniting it. And The Rock called on Ronda Rousey to go up against Triple H's wife, Stephanie McMahon. And then that led to Ronda Rousey flipping Triple H, literally, and almost breaking Stephanie McMahon's arm, man.
Whoa, when was all this? Sunday?
This was all Sunday. So and a lot of people...
Is this pay-per-view? You had to pay for it?
No, I paid $9.99 for it because I have the WWE Network. I didn't pay $65 for it.
Okay, that's not bad then.
Exactly. $9.99 a month, you can watch all the wrestling you want. It's a good deal. It's like the Netflix of wrestling.
I guess it's worth it if you're a huge fan.
If you're a big
fan,
you're
going to invest in it.
You know, and some of my favorite artists were tweeting about the event, like Wale. He was at the event.
Yeah, definitely there.
There was... And,
Fab the Zombies was definitely tweeting about it.
Absolutely. We have a lot of MMA fighters that was in the crowd as well, like Ronda Rousey and the four women horsewomen. Mm-hmm. So it was just a great event, and it's also really nice to see that the Undertaker's looking better now, because last year he looked like he was in bad shape, and now this time, you know, he has hair again. He looks like the American Badass when he had the motorcycle. Yep. So I'm happy about that. Pretty happy.
Sounds dope.
And then one more thing. Best part of that night, for me at least, was Sting versus Triple H, because A, Sting was always this WCW guy and he never went to WWE, and this was his debut match at WrestleMania against Triple H, and then it just went so old school. Yeah, DX come out beating up on Sting, then you had the NWO come out, so it was this WCW versus WWF again. I mean, they were 14 years late with the storyline and all, but it was still cool, and everyone's old, but it was still cool.
You're still cool?
You're still cool.
So, great match.
Great match. Right. But what pissed me off was The Rock didn't come. Like, he came, like, right after to confront Triple H. He should have came to beat up Sting, because, you know, he's a WWF dude,
yeah.
And then have Stone Cold come out, and then have Goldberg come out. That would have been this big clash. And
it would have been too much. It would have been too much.
No. Seven-year-old Giovanni was like, oh, my God! So, yeah, WrestleMania 31, man. It was pretty cool.
Legit.
It was really dope.
So, rated out of 10. Without comparing it to last year or anything.
Okay, I can't compare it to last year, because last year is just still way better, in my opinion. So I'll give it... It gets a strong 8.
Strong 8.
It was awesome to watch. It just had a lot of great moments.
All right, let's talk about the news that happened in New York recently.
Okay.
East Village explosion, the gas explosion.
Yes, on the Upper East Side. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about it. Like, they destroyed my favorite restaurant, Palm Frites, man.
Oh, really? Definitely. You like going there?
I love going there.
Wow.
Yeah, Palm Frites is really good.
It's really
good. The mango sauce flavor.
Mango?
What did Palm Frites sell? What kind of food was it?
No, it's French fries.
It's French fries.
Okay.
It's the French fries with different styles of sauce. So, you know, ketchup is basic.
Right.
So, you know, you get the extra sauce. And the sauce is, like, really good.
The fries are really good. You can eat it by itself.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really great place. Is it coming back or they're just done?
I'm not sure, but like the craziest thing about that explosion, there were three bodies found a few days afterwards.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Apparently, someone smelt the gas.
Smelt gas,
in
correct.
The sushi restaurant right next to it, parallel next to it. Mm-hmm. And all they did was call the owner.
The owner.
Then they called the carpenter.
And that's where they messed up at.
Yeah, they should have called 911
right.
to talk about it. So the police could get there immediately and they'll solve the issue. But.
And from what I heard also prior to that, Con Edison was there prior to that whole incident even happening, that the whole explosion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm pretty sure they did acknowledge that the fact that there was this sort of gas thing too. So.
So wow. Now you know, people, whenever you smell gas, call the police immediately.
Just exactly. Let this be a lesson to all. But tragedy is it's a tragic that this happened. It should have been prevented.
Another tragic across the world, the French Alps plane crash.
Right. But what makes this like even crazier is just like the co-pilot meant to do this. But like, what was his motive though?
He the funniest thing about that story, the dude had underlying mental issues and he was actually supposed to be off of work.
Right.
He had a doctor's note. So
what made him just go on this?
I don't know. Everyone was saying he seemed all right beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think that made a lot of people bring up mental issues and like brought that to the surface. So like maybe people are gonna take that a little bit more seriously as it should have been.
And so there is a new rule now. There should always be at least
two pilots
in the
like
cockpit
how America
at all times.
Does it.
Right.
Apparently they didn't do it.
They didn't do it over in Europe, but
it's kind of weird. This one incident got changed the rule.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of incidents that happen where rules immediately change. Like I told you about the Cameron incident. Now we have an alarm thanks to Cameron.
Oh, that's something else.
Did you hear about that, Chris?
I did not.
Oh, well, basically
you check the episode.
Yeah, just check out the episode. But basically Cameron from Dipset came into my job all drunk and high, and like he was on the register and he just
what?
Yeah, someone asked for pickles. He said pause. I still don't get it to this day.
Harlem.
He's just Harlem. You know, it's just weird.
And the last news, MTA.
Oh, yeah, the MTA, man. We moving on up to $2.75.
I remember when it was $2.
You Me guys too.
I remember tokens.
Of course.
What?
I remember $2, man.
$2 was still a lot, but $2.75.
No, man. $2 was not a lot compared to $2.75 now.
Yeah, 2000, like 2000, 2004.
So how is this $2.75 affecting you guys so far?
Well, I buy unlimited.
But they still rose their price on unlimited.
It is. It's now $1.16, correct?
I put in
$1.20
every time, so I get, what, $6 back. So it's like,
yeah,
now I get $4 back. So it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah, I understand. I get unlimited too, but it's still it's still going to affect a lot of people.
And in 2 years, we're going to get $3, man.
Soon.
$3 is coming.
Man. Once it switched to $3, tap would be like $2.50. The dollar cabs would be $2.50.
Oh, man.
Currently, dollar cabs are $2.
Yeah. Right. I remember when they were $1.
Yeah, exactly.
Things change. The market changes. You know, the market affects each other.
Man, I feel like if we're paying $2, you should at least drive a bit safer dollar cabs, man.
Well, their whole point was to be faster than the...
How many dollar cab crashes have we seen?
None.
Come on.
I seen dollar cabs stopped by police more than crash.
Come on.
This don't come on, I'm telling you.
I've been seeing so many dollar
cabs.
Well,
you're on Flatbush.
Exactly my
point.
You're
on the Ave.
Exactly.
I'm on the Ave, so I...
You are on the Ave. You should see that.
They always
I don't
stopped.
See it. I see stop. I see more people stop than anything.
Really?
Those are unregistered cabs.
Yeah. Very Except true. The green cabs. Green cabs... green cabs are legit.
Okay.
So I give credit.
Fair enough.
And Uber. Uber's cool too.
I've been hearing a lot of bad things about Uber though.
Kind of depends about the driver.
It does depend on the driver.
Is there like you ever used it?
I've never used Uber yet.
Uber is pretty cool. I use it with my friends.
Yeah. Is there like an app going? Where you have your favorite driver that you could just be on call or something?
I'm not sure. My boy, like, he does everything. But it's like, it's quick and simple.
Black man's best friend, I heard.
Oh, man.
But Uber?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so easy to use and it's not a taxi.
Oh, good point.
I think they said. I didn't really read the article like that, but I think they said it's about the same price as a taxi.
It's like $2 more.
$2 more?
It's not like a substantial amount more, but it's a little bit more.
It's a little bit more.
Okay.
They're trying to make money. I think it's illegal to do that in China. So China's about to sue Uber in a couple minutes.
China's about to sue Uber?
Yeah. I think they're not allowed to do that.
Do what? Say it again.
Uber. China.
Oh.
China.
They're trying to expand.
I don't know. Yeah, they're always trying to expand.
But like, I'm guessing China and U.S. aren't really on the best of terms right now.
Well, China's still a communist country. We kind of forgot. Mm-hmm. People forgot. Everyone forgot.
Right,
yeah,
but
because we get so much from China.
The market's there. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Remember when Russia was communist and we just did not mess with them?
We still don't.
Exactly.
We still don't.
We have to talk to them, but we don't mess with them.
We still don't mess
yeah,
with
talk
them.
To them.
We're trying, but it's not really working out. Very well. I mean, let's go back to WrestleMania 31. It was the classic Russia versus U.S. still.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was John Cena, who sucks still, versus Rusev for the U.S. title. And Rusev was the U.S. champion. And you know how that went. John Cena won. He's the U.S. champion. But
of course. John Cena.
Exactly. But, you know, it being the classic U.S. versus Russia thing still, that should just go to tell you, like...
It's the best plot. Like, in any movie, if you see a Russian bad guy, it makes sense.
No, reason. But the new Russia is North Korea, though.
It's not that interesting, though. Plot-wise, there's not much plot you do.
What, in North Korea?
Like, do you even see them outside the United States? Like, you North see a Russian Korean? Dude outside the United States, that's plot. Okay. North Korean dude outside... Like in the United States, that's pretty much your free.
Very true. But some are brainwashed into thinking that America is scum.
Hey, you're not wrong.
Very true, but.
But we have freedoms.
I see your point, but I'm just think about if a North Korean person is free and is a part of America, think of the things that they are now exposed to and everything that they were taught was some sort of a lie. Think about it.
Everything we're taught is some sort of lie, too.
Very true. Point
given,
but...
they have a deeper lie.
Exactly. They think that Kim Jong-il was born in some freaking mountain in North Korea when he wasn't at all.
I'm just trying to say we're not any better. No one's any better. They're just trapped. That's the difference. We're not trapped. We could dip anytime we want. Well, you need permission, but to leave this country, to go to another country, because you're born on Earth...
I think America still got it, dog. Of course it does. All over right. North Korea.
Hey. Of course.
You can
of
do
course.
More things.
Exactly. We have a better opportunity.
Freedom. We're more free than many countries in the world.
You know who aren't free? Scientologists.
Before we get there, I want to talk about...
that was a good transition!
No.
That was a good transition!
I have one more thing to talk about.
All right, go on.
Daily Show.
All right, you wanted to talk about this. All yes, right, cool, go on. Cool. What happened?
Earlier... There's two things.
Talk about this person.
Earlier this year, Jon Stewart decided to retire, which is something I saw coming. Like after Colbert.
Yeah, I was expecting it like a year. So I'm surprised it was this early.
Yeah, but I hope he continues doing stuff, you know, in the comedy fields with on politics.
Right.
I'm a huge fan. I guess that's where I get my news second.
Right.
Then, you know, I have to know some of the tactics before he starts talking about it. So they're going to replace him with a South African comedian known as Trevor Noah.
Right.
And he's really good. I like him. I've seen his comedy, and I even saw his documentary where he's talking about apartheid in South Africa.
Right.
And it's really interesting. So you could check out the documentary and the stand-up on Netflix if you have it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just type in Trevor Noah on Netflix. You'll see two titles.
Okay. I remember I was on the register at my job, and someone pulled out the South African money, and basically all the money has Nelson Mandela's face on it.
Oh, yeah?
All of it. Yeah, all of it. All colors just face Nelson Mandela. It's like, that is so dope. I actually wanted one, but he ain't get one. I do have rupees, though.
Rupees.
Yeah.
That's it. Mama, I want to be loved like Nelson Mandela, Kendrick Lamar.
Quote that. Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about his album now that you finally finished it, or...
Yeah, I got my mind on it. To Pimp a Butterfly.
Absolutely.
He actually wanted to call it Tupac, to pimp a caterpillar.
Really?
Yeah, which is cool. But I wouldn't be down with that.
Okay.
As a Tupac fan, that's kind of sus. Mm-hmm. The last interview was just perfect.
Right.
So, in my opinion, it's a 9.5 out of 10 album.
Okay.
The theme... There's not really much of a theme. I just think it's a lot of good music. The poem kind of helps it
tie it all together. I feel like it wasn't like this big cohesive story, but it was more like different short stories. And each song was about the topic that he stopped at in each of the poem and the poem that he was reciting.
Yeah, it's not as Afrocentric as people think it is.
No. I think it is.
It's unapologetic black, but it's not Afrocentric.
I think some of it somewhat is, like, it's Afrocentric.
Zulu at most. Everything
what
else
about
is not.
Institutionalized.
Absolutely.
Institutionalized? He's still talking about. Not really. Institutionalized isn't much about institution song at all, anyways. That's the way I feel. When I heard it, read the lyrics, I didn't get to the point. Even the Black of the Berry, he didn't really get to the point for that either. Like his first two verses, it sure killed it. His last verse, it's really hard.
I think he made sense with his last verse. Why would I cry over this person that Why would I cry over Trayvon Martin, these Michael Browns dying, when I'm killing someone that's blacker than me?
Because I'm a hypocrite. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. The concept of Black Lives Matter is for the institution. Right?
All Black lives should matter, though.
No, all Black lives should matter. Yeah, all Black lives should matter.
The one that we kill, it should matter too.
Yeah, it does matter. But remember, if someone gets arrested for killing that Black person, if a Black person gets arrested for killing a Black person, there will be court, right? They will be say law. Everything is fine. But if a white person or a police officer, which is mostly what we're talking about, kills a Black person, you go to court, but they're not indicted, and they're gonna be free. So that's what the topic is. His perspective on that song is what most people do think. So I'm not going to disagree. Like what he said is nonsense. It's just a lot of people do think that, and a lot of people don't really want to explain it to those people. Which is, I guess it'll take some time for people to understand. So Black Lives Matter, and people that said all lives matter, they just didn't understand Black. They don't get what Black Lives Matter really means.
You know who else's lives matter? People that come out of Scientology, man, they matter.
There you go.
Let's go. Scientology, let's go. Thank you.
All right, HBO had a documentary on Sunday.
Yeah, and
called Going Clear.
And I was forced to watch it because I was unaware of it. And wasn't this came out Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday 8.
Sunday, and WrestleMania was at 7, so I was not missing it. But then Monday, you presented this documentary to me, and I was a bit skeptical in watching it because I was like, first off, why are we watching this? We talked about Scientology already. We basically gave our views. But you did say that we were ignorant to it.
Yeah, we didn't know the information. Because we still want to diss it at the same time. Right. But, at least use the facts.
Let's be knowledgeable about it first, and then we diss it.
Exactly.
And now that we've seen it, at the time we were ignorant to what we were saying, but now that we are now knowledgeable about it, I'm still feeling in the same boat right now. It's a big scam.
I hate it even more.
I hate it even more too.
So. And can you explain what Scientology is to the fans, please?
Well,
I don't even want to explain. I'm going to get pissed
off. No, that's one of the problems the documentary had, because how you could ask any other religion, what's the point of it?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to do in 2 minutes?
Right.
Scientology is very complicated, where there's not a thesis.
Right.
And people won't understand the thesis until you're pretty much 7 years deep.
Exactly. And this is how they get you. And this is how they get you in it first. Hey, are you stressed? Take this free personality test. Take this free stress test first. That's how they get you in. You know what I mean?
And the e-meters and stuff.
And then they have these. What is the sessions called? The sessions that they have called.
The e-meter sessions.
It's not even. It's with the e-meters, but it's not like. It's not called the e-meter sessions. Me too. Dang it. Well, they have it's the equivalent to a Catholic confession almost. Right. And basically they just give you really open-ended questions
auditing. There you go.
Yeah,
auditing.
They have these auditing sessions where they give
auditing.
You. It's not really.
No, it's just math. No, it's economics term.
Right, but the sessions, they give you these open-ended questions that of course everyone can answer. Are you stressed? Yes.
What's going on in your life? What's going on? It's very personal.
Right.
And with that personal information, you steal a lot of information from the person. You can even blackmail this person.
But they don't call it blackmailing, Sebastian.
Yeah, they don't call it blackmailing.
It's not blackmailing because, this is voluntarily, and they're not getting any money out of it either. They don't want your money. Well, technically they do, but
they need your money. That's why they had this whole fight against the IRS to prove that they are a religion.
This is why L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, is a genius in my opinion, okay? He was a guy who, A, didn't like taxing at all. So you know what he said? He said, you know what? I'm going to make this my own religion. People are going to be dumb enough to believe it. And you know what? We're going to make this thing so legit that the IRS doesn't even have to tax us. Boom. Genius.
It took a while. He died.
It took a while. Right. It did take a while. And he died before that even happened. But
he had money.
David Miscavige,
Yeah, Miscavige.
He closed that deal down. Absolutely.
Because
Bravo.
He worked it out. He said, for the IRS, they put so much legal issues. They played the game with them too.
Right.
They kind of sued them for almost everything. Mm-hmm. He said, once you turn us into a religion, we'll drop every legal issue.
Exactly.
So IRS was like, fine.
And Scientology can help y'all with anything that you want, really.
In what way?
Well, at first...
Take John Travolta, for example.
Okay.
Woo! And that documentary, you know, John Travolta was basically like the Tom Cruise of Scientology back then.
All right.
Way before Tom Cruise even came out. It was John Travolta. He was like the celebrity face of Scientology. And when he came out as this Scientologist, like when he basically devoted himself as a Scientologist, he started getting gig after gig after gig after gig after gig. And then what was this like most famous movie at the time because of Scientology? Saturday Night Fever, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because of Scientology.
Really?
He started getting confidence and stuff. So.
That was all because of Scientology.
That's it.
Ill, but kind
it's
of
ill-fated.
Because think about it, Chris. What if John Travolta ultimately ever turns his back on Scientology?
Everything breaks.
They're gonna do everything in their power to break John Travolta.
Yeah.
Because in these confessions that they have, they write down everything. Write down every personal detail that this man has ever said to them. And if he turns his back on him,
It's over.
It is a wrap.
That's terrible.
You know what's crazy, though? I did read in the papers that, well, not in the papers, you know, the gossip magazines when I'm on the train waiting. I'm on the train waiting for the train to come by. It said that Tom Cruise and John Travolta are gay, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, if that might be Scientology, maybe.
Scientology is there to combat those type of things.
Very true, but
because they don't like, you know, you don't like talking about other people. So it's like the PR.
Right.
When things like those gossip magazines, mm-hmm. you have to use your PR to use it. Mm-hmm. Let's say Scientology is their PR, so they're going to sue them for defamation and stuff like that. And it's funny, Leah Remini,
yeah,
from The Kings and Queens.
Leah Remini, right?
Yeah,
she's
Remini.
A Scientologist, correct?
Remini?
Yeah.
What's her name? Okay. She used to be a Scientologist.
She used to?
Yeah.
I thought she was, though.
No, she quit a while ago.
When?
Probably during the time, the ending of the show.
Okay.
That's when she quit. Because she was born into it. Her parents were Scientologists. Okay. She grew into it. Then she decided to leave. And she started, I remember an interview, she was explaining how they were bothering her. You know, they're attacking her.
They are. Like, they'll just letters. Stand in front of your doorstep. Just for the hell of it.
Yeah. They'd be like paparazzi to her.
Yeah.
And wow. She said they're ruining her career and stuff. So after I heard her interview about that, it's like, oh, they're real serious. Like, it's like one of those things, when you quit, they'll continue bothering you.
Exactly. It's like
until
they
you join again.
They brainwash you. It's a basic brainwashing. Like, remember those camps that they had set up? And they were just like,
it was like a prison camp.
It's like a
camp.
Yeah, because like you're starting not to think. You're starting to think for yourself automatically. And then to like control you, they put you in these camps and they just like have you in the worst living conditions ever. And they start physically beating you to get you to like, all right, let's stay submissive.
And they want you to like join the religion forever and like never leave.
Yeah,
it's some creepy stuff.
Remember that 1 billion year contract thing?
No.
Okay, so basically, L. Ron Hubbard had this like Sea Org where he was on the ship thing, mm-hmm. right? And it was highly confidential. So you had to sign this wager, like this 1 billion year contract that you were in Scientology for life, and you couldn't tell them about the Sea Org, blah 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 blah.
Oh yeah. That's when it leads to the stupid Xenu.
That's when we learn about Lord Xenu and Thetans and all that other crap.
Who is this Lord Xenu?
Okay, so Lord Xenu is this basic like evil space emperor.
In best context, he's the Empire from Star Wars. He's the Palpatine from Star Wars.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Best context.
Oh, and this is why, and this is where.
Who's Vader though?
There's no Vader, it's just Palpatine, and it's one planet that's overpopulated.
Right.
So in order to cut population down, you take them and you freeze the bodies.
And dump them in volcanoes 75 million years ago when volcanoes weren't even around. But
this was like, what's the number? It's a trillion. It's over a trillion years ago this happened.
Yeah.
So they dropped their frozen bodies in volcanoes, and Earth was like a prison planet at the time.
Yeah.
This is the story.
This is great
science fiction writing.
And he was a science fiction writer too.
Yeah,
I know about that about Elrond.
And he made a lot of money writing science fiction. So they dropped the dead bodies and it just blew up. They put A-bombs, you know, destroying the bodies, and the bodies turned to these souls called Thetans.
Right.
And these Thetans were like souls that attached to human beings when they're born, and you're just trying to get rid of them. So just like little devils.
Exactly. Basically.
So that can really mess someone's mind if you're really into Scientology, where you think you have like small
demons in your body.
So you're trying to get rid of them.
And there's also like, you can get these Thetans out because there was some like Thetan equivalent of an exorcism. Remember when L. Ron Hubbard said, you know, I have this big, like really powerful Thetan and I need to get it removed. And so I'm going to go, and it's basically like an exorcist.
Yeah, it's weird. There's no scientific anything. Even the emitters don't even have any scientific proof.
Exactly. It's all crap. So, salutes to LR.
So, check out the HBO documentary.
And check out that South Park episode again if you want to give a nice big synopsis on Scientology.
Yeah.
Trapped in the closet. So, you know, it's that time. You're hearing the song, so it's time to say goodbye, okay?
You check out Malice City.
Which is coming up now. They're going to talk about Death Grips, so... hopefully you stick around. So, do you guys want to say anything?
Any last words you want to say?
Any last words, Christopher? Or?
Nah.
Praise Lord Xenu.
Word. Praise Lord Xenu. That's how we're just going to end it. Praise Lord Xenu.
All right.
That's the name of this episode. Peace.
What's up? I'm Ryan St. John of the York College Cardinals basketball team, and you're listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation.